Florida lawmakers are considering legislation that would loosen mandatory staffing requirements at Florida nursing homes. While some lawmakers tout this as a way to address the industry's staffing shortage, certified nursing assistants who provide essential care at those facilities are sounding the alarm.
We're unified against HB 1239 and any legislation that threatens the level of care in our nursing homes.
That was Deborah Williams, a certified nursing assistant from South Florida, who spoke against the bill Tuesday in front of the House Finance and Facilities Subcommittee. Williams spoke Tuesday on behalf of her union, the 1199 SEIU United Healthcare Workers East. That's Florida's largest healthcare union, representing 10,000 nursing home workers statewide. Her union, as well as the AARP and other senior advocacy groups, oppose House Bill 1239 and a similar Senate version, SB 804. They warn the legislation could produce dangerous outcomes at Florida's nursing homes and reduce the quality of care for residents. Florida's current staffing requirements for nursing homes have been around for 20 years. Under current law, Florida mandates a minimum 3.6 hours of direct care daily per nursing home resident. Of that, 2.5 hours can be provided by a certified nursing assistant, or CNA, and residents must receive at least 1 hour of licensed nursing care. But new bills proposed by Republican lawmakers could cut that down even further. Under House Bill 129, sponsored by Republican Lauren Mello, mandatory staffing standards would require just 2 hours of CNA care, down from 2.5 hours. A similar Senate version, SB 804, would cut staffing requirements to 2.5 hours of direct care services. That direct care category of workers encompasses a broad mix of facility staff, including respiratory and occupational therapists, mental health workers, podiatrists, and more. Supporters say this would allow for a more patient-centered care. CNAs, however, say that the hours required for nursing care shouldn't be cut in order for that to happen. Elderly, sick residents may require additional specialty care, but that shouldn't factor into required hours delivered directly by clinical staff. Direct care is important, but rigorous work. It requires physical as well as emotional labor, and workers are chronically underpaid. Some CNAs make as little as $12 an hour, and Williams, a CNA, says this crisis in care was a problem long before the pandemic.
Caregivers like myself have long worked for low wages and little benefits. Most of us, we really can't even afford health care coverage for ourselves.
Nurses like Williams want to do right by Florida's seniors, but they're lacking in resources. While the state's nursing care industry receives millions of dollars in public funding each year, CNAs may often struggle just to get by.
For decades, this industry has put profit over people and has done nothing to warrant our trust.
According to Williams, a better, more permanent solution would be to protect, respect, and pay caregivers fairly. She said, "We look forward to legislation that will do that and truly serve our seniors." Despite Williams' impassioned speech Tuesday, the House bill cleared its first hearing. Two Miami-Dade Democrats crossed party lines to vote in favor. Meanwhile, the Senate version, filed by Republican Senator Ben Alberton, will have its first hearing with the Senate Health Policy Committee Thursday. For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuler.